ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
And we are in time for the Mighty Challenge. As always, two very highly coveted fridge magnets that you can earn simply by answering questions correctly. You either get the winner's magnet if you're around for the final question, or a very rare black 10-in-a-row magnet. Tonight's five categories, once again, sporting a very festive theme. We have four play tonight: Jingle Bells, Bar Humbug, It's Christmas, Christmas Traditions, and the Holly and the Ivy. If you want to have a play, if you feel like you've still got enough brain power left after Christmas and you think you might even be in it for the black magnet, 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Starting us off tonight is Louise in Box Hill. Louise, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
How was your day?
Lots of food. That was a good day.
Have you had a nap? Did you have to have a nana nap in the afternoon?
No, I was in a bit of a food coma. I almost pissed off, but I was for a walk.
Oh, good on you. Good on you for having a walk instead of just napping. That's very well done. All right.
Ward off the coma.
Which category would you like?
I think I'd hear them all. So
that's okay. I can give them to you again. You've got It's Christmas, Christmas Traditions, The Holly and the Ivy, Jingle Bells, and Bar Humbug, which is the non-Christmas category, if that's what you feel like.
I'll go The Holly and the Ivy.
The Holly and the Ivy it is. Which actress and singer played Felicity Scully on Neighbours from 1999 to 2002?
That was exactly what I was thinking of, Holly Valance.
That is absolutely the correct answer. Congratulations for starting off very, very well. We are down. Do you want to stay in this category? Would you like to move around?
I'll stay.
You stay?
Yep.
The supervillain Poison Ivy appears in which 1997 movie?
I know it's Uma Thurman. I think it's Batman Forever. Is that what that one's called?
Oh, it's not Batman Forever. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Have a lovely rest of your evening, Louise. Thank you very much. We'll take it over to John, who's in Bundaberg. John, how was the Queensland Chrissy?
All quiet on the eastern seabird.
The eastern seabird is quiet as well. That's good to know.
Yes, probably a seabird.
Now, can I read you the question again? How are you feeling?
A bit flummoxed, I think. If it's anything to do with the movie, I'm being counted out straight away. Is it Nick or is it Mick?
It's Nick, as in short for Nicholas.
Okie doke, with an N.
Gotcha. With an N. The supervillain, Poison Ivy, appears in which 1997 movie?
Absolutely no idea, Nick. I'll bid everybody a happy Christmas.
We'll bid you a happy Christmas as well, and thanks for coming along for a little bit of a play. Vanessa in Cadens. Vanessa, how are you?
Hey, Nicholas, how are you?
Oh, no. Now I think I'm in trouble. You give me the full name and I think I'm in trouble.
You just said Nicholas.
I was explaining why it's a Nick with an N and giving the full name. No, there are people who call me Nicholas. There's a few around.
Oh, good, Nick.
Oh, good. Thank you, Vanessa. Now, how are you feeling about this question?
Oh, I think I've got it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Ask it again, please.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Vanessa, the supervillain, Poison Ivy, appears in which 1997 movie?
Isn't it the movie Poison Ivy?
It is not the movie Poison Ivy. I'm so sorry. You sounded so confident. I'm so impressed with that. Hey, come on, give me a call. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Plenty of lines open on this, and I would love to hear from people. There's not even a lot of people getting this question, which I thought was a fairly easy one, right on the text line. So 1-300-800-222. 1-800-222. Lorenzo, how was your Christmas?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you, Nick.
Was it a family day for you?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I did a bit of volunteering at a church that had a lunch on. So that was good. It was, you know, good to contribute. And the church did a ripper job of feeding the punters.
Oh, good on you. Is that something you do every year?
Oh, I've only started to... Well, it's the second time I've ever done it. Last year, my job was to serve the parsnips, but I got grilled. Like, I got some tough questions from the punters because they said, is it a turnip or is it a parsnip and is it organic? And it was, you know, like, I didn't expect to have those questions. So I thought, well, I'm going to do some research. The thing is, this year, no parsnips. So I wasted that time. When I didn't need to do the parsnip research.
You spent all this time trying to learn the difference between a parsnip, a turnip, and a swede, and you didn't even need to know it in the end.
Yeah, well, a swede is a woman or a bloke from Sweden. That's a bit irrelevant.
I feel like it is a vegetable everyone has forgotten about, the humble swede. Hey, we're only up to question number two, so help us out here with this. The supervillain Poison Ivy appears in which 1997 movie?
Nick, I have no idea, but I'm just going to guess Scream.
It's definitely not Scream, but good on you. And well done on the volunteering, Lorenzo. That is a lovely thing to do. I think that Rod in Echuca on the text line might be the first person to actually get this right. So, Rod, you could be giving a call right now and maybe taking at least one of these questions away from us. 1-300-800-222. Let's see if Andrew, who's in Smithton, Tasmania. Andrew, how was the weather today? How did you go with a white Chrissy?
It was windy.
Yeah?
But it wasn't cold. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, lovely.
And wonderful people. And, yeah, had replete. And I didn't have a walk. Came home after dinner and had a 3.5 hour
snooze.
Now, I'm 45 years old. I shouldn't be doing sort of business, but that's how it is.
I think on Christmas Day, everyone's allowed to have a lie down for a couple of hours if that's what they need. It's perfectly okay. How are you feeling about this question, Andrew?
Not feeling too confident, but I think Poison Ivy was in it. No, I think it was Uma Thurman played Poison Ivy in it, but I think it was the Batman movie with Michael Keaton.
It was a Batman movie? Which Batman movie is what we need?
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there is a lot, an absolute lot.
It had Arnold Schwarzenegger in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving me the entire cast list, so I just need the name.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay, mate. Thank you very much for coming in and playing anyway. We'll see if Josh in the Mornington Peninsula can help out. Josh, how was your Christmas day?
Yeah, it was good. Busy. You got, 5-year-old, 13-year-old, 17-year-old. So a lot of people you have to cater to.
That is a lot of people to look after. Do you host or do you head out?
We didn't host this year, so we did head out, but that, brings its own sort of trials with it. So we're just hopping into bed now and thought we'd chuck on the quiz. So it's been a big day.
Oh, a very big day, and I hope it was a fabulous one as well, especially for the younger ones. It is all about the younger family members come Christmas Day, isn't it?
Absolutely true. That's where all the magic is, Otherwise, it's just a bit of meat and a bit of a drink around a table. But, yeah, it's definitely about the young people.
All right, help me out here because we are literally only one question down and 15 minutes into the hour. The supervillain Poison Ivy appears in which 1997 movie?
I think it's Batman and Robin.
It is Batman and Robin. Thank you so very much for that. We needed that. We're in the category the Holly and the Ivy. There are other categories to move over to. I'll just run through them again.
Yeah,
you've got the option of Christmas traditions, It's Christmas, Jingle Bells, and Bar Humbug. Where would you like to go, Josh?
They're all the same thing. We'll go Bar Humbug.
Ooh, good man, Bar Humbug. In 1968 and 1974, 40,000-year-old human remains were discovered in which New South Wales lake?
Oh. Yeah, there's got to be a clue in there somewhere.
You know I can't give a clue.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Well, you know I can't.
I'm in the heading. I actually watched a horror movie about this not long ago for Halloween. Was it Lake Mungo?
It was Lake Mungo. Ah, well done. That is actually a very good movie as well.
I loved it. I was thrown, you know, this way and everywhere. I didn't know where I was going to go. So
it is very, very clever. Okay, we can move over from this category. We can stay here. What would you like to do?
Oh, we'll go Jingle Bells. Hey?
Go to Jingle Bells. Okay. I'm a rolling thunder, pouring rain. I'm coming on like a hurricane. They are the opening lyrics of which 1980 song?
Rolling thunder, hurricane. That sounds like a country song of some sort. Oh, no. I was thinking that was Garth Brooks. That's not... No, he's a different Rolling Thunder. Jingle Bells. Ah. Oh. Is it AC/DC?
I need the name of the song.
Hell's Bells. Jingle Bells.
Sorry to everyone who wasn't expecting AC/DC at this time in either the evening or the morning. Congratulations, Josh. Well done. You are three in, I think, now. We've had four questions. Would you like to move categories or stick around?
No, we'll stick to Jingle Bells.
We'll stick to Jingle Bells. Which Australian mountain range is crossed by Bell's Line of Road?
No, I don't know that. I'll just say a big... Merry Christmas to the Kingsley family, the Threadgold family, the Lister family, and also the Harrison family. We all had a great time. So love you all. And, I've got a bow out for this one, but good luck.
You are a very gracious player, Josh. Thank you very much. Stephen Hillary's, happy Christmas.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How was your Christmas day?
Oh, not bad. I would have got Hell's Bells. I would have actually got a question right.
Might get a question right now. Are you not feeling confident about the one we're on?
Well, I'm just pulling into the casino. Apparently, it opens at 10 o'clock in Perth. So, I want to get lucky. Even if I don't get this question right, I want to get lucky and win some money.
Well, here's the question you're on. Which Australian mountain range is crossed by Bell's Line of Road?
Oh, mate, I know that one because I lived in the Blue Mountains. So,
well done. Range. The Blue Mountains, exactly what Blue we Mountains, were looking for. Thank you.
I rode that road from, what's it called? From Windsor. Is it Windsor? Anyway, I rode it many a time. And then you take it all the way through to Lithgow. And, I definitely broke the speed limit many a time. But
don't dub yourself here. I should give a big shout out to Adrian, to Ray, to Amanda and Harry and Joanne, who are all getting it right on the text line as well. Do you want to stay in the category Jingle Bells or do you want to move on, Steve?
Well, I thought you were going to shout out to the New South Wales Police for catching everyone else except me speeding along that road.
What do you want to do, mate? You're sticking in this category or moving on?
What is it? Yeah, Christmas, is it?
So we've got Jingle Bells. You're in Jingle Bells at the moment. You've still got Bar Humbug, It's Christmas, Christmas Traditions, and The Holly and the Ivy.
Oh, Christmas Traditions, go with that.
Christmas Traditions, good man.
Yeah.
In the Christmas social media game Whamageddon, people try and avoid hearing which song before Christmas Day?
It's like a survival game then, eh?
It is a survival game. In the Christmas social media game called Whamageddon,
that'd be that crap song Last Christmas. I was bagging that on the social media the other day on Facebook. I actually put a post, said, how crap is that song? It was crap in the 80s, it's still crap now. And a lot of people...
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
It's rubbish.
Steve. It's too down for you.
Rubbish.
It's all done now. It's all done.
It was always rubbish.
Do you want to stay in Christmas traditions or do you want to move on?
Yeah. We're on a winning streak, even though, right.
You're two for two. John Paul II started the tradition of different countries sending a Christmas tree to light up which square in Vatican City?
Which square in Vatican City?
John Paul II.
Vatican? You know what? It's got to be something like. What do you call it? What's the Italian word for that? I really don't know. Was it this back in the day in the '70s, eighties? See, I'm only
John Paul II. It would have been. I couldn't give you the exact date on it, but that would have been that era for him.
Can you give us a clue what it could be?
Absolutely
called?
Not. Not if I want to be allowed back here next week. You know.
Yeah, it looks like we're in trouble, but maybe the casino will be. Look, if I got two questions, look, I only want to win $2,000 with my couple hundred bucks I'm walking in with.
So. Good luck to you, mate, and thank you very much, Steve. Well done for where you got through to. Totally different, Steve, one in Brisbane. Hello to you.
Hello. This is not looking good.
This is not looking, you're not feeling confident? I can read it again if you want me to.
Let's just go Vatican Square and save your breath.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate. It's not Vatican Square, but thank you for having a play along anyway. You know the number, 1-300-800-222. Stella, Joe, Ray, Diane, you're all getting this absolutely correct. You could give a call, make that happen if you wanted to. Let's see what Trish in Matraville has to say for herself. Trish, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was very good.
Yeah?
12:15. Just gone.
Yes.
I was born.
Oh.
My birthday.
Trisha, a very happy birthday to you. How nice to be speaking to you on that day. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's very nice. I don't even know the answer to this question, but I wanted to hear you say happy birthday.
Well, it's my pleasure to say happy birthday. Would you like to have a guess while I've got you on the phone?
Oh, my God, a square. I mean, when he comes out onto the balcony, it just looks like a big square, doesn't it?
It does, and it's got a special name, which James is getting right. I think Lynn, the Queenslander's not getting it right, no?
I'm sorry. I don't have any idea. Just let's say the People's Square.
It is not, but I'm just have an absolute wonderful birthday, Tricia.
Didn't I get it right?
It's not the People's Square, no.
Oh.
Tricia, be well and have a lovely birthday. Luke's in Brisbane. A lot of Brizzy callers tonight. How's the weather, mate?
I'm inside with the aircon on. So
Brisbane
humid,
weather.
Pretty humid.
Yeah. Was it a good day today, though?
Well, I'm nocturnal sort of night shifter, so I had a beautiful sleep, actually.
Now, good for you.
We're
definitely dragging our heels on the quiz today. I think everyone's had too much turkey or a bit of a lie down, so help me out with this one. John Paul II started the tradition of different countries sending a Christmas tree to light up which square in Vatican City?
Well, I was looking up. They call this guy the first Pope, St. Peter's Square.
St. Peter's Square was exactly what I was looking for. Did you say you looked it up, though?
No, I was looking up when with the new Pope this year.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at the history of all the Popes. Yeah.
I'll take your word on that one, Luke. No man with a saint's name would possibly lie about that, so you're in the luck on that one. Do you want to stay in this category or do you want to hear the other categories?
Yeah, let's hear the other categories.
You've got It's Christmas. You've got Christmas Traditions. We've still got three questions in there. Still three questions in The Holly and the Ivy. Jingle Bell still has three questions. Or Bar Humbug.
Well, I'm going to be a Grinch and go with the non-Christmas category, Bar Humbug.
Bar Humbug. Located in modern Italy, which mountain has a name that actually comes from the Greek for I burn?
Well, it's not near the Vatican. I'll have to pass on that one. I have no idea.
You can pass on that one. Have a good one, mate, and stay in that air conditioning. It sounds like you might need it tonight. Let's see how Anne in Randwick is doing. Was it a lovely Christmas day for you, Anne? Hello, Anne.
Hi, Nick, I had a great day. I went down to Circular Quay and had breakfast with a friend. And then I went to a lunch put on by the church in Randwick for about 50 people. And then I had coffee with a friend. And it was just a really pleasant day.
That sounds absolutely perfect. Thank you for sharing that. Help me with this question. It's located in modern Italy. It's a mountain, and its name is derived from the Greek for I burn.
Have to pass it on. Thanks, Nick.
That's okay, Anne. Have a good one and take care of yourself. There's a few people on the text line. Yes, Amanda from Newcastle, you are absolutely correct. Diana, you're always correct. You're very good at this as well. Sorry, Jim, no. And Adrian, no as well. 1-300-800-222. We've got plenty of lines we can go to. Give a call if you think you know this one. Let's see if Peter and Five Dot can help out. Peter.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. The question is, located in modern Italy, which mountain has a name that is derived from the Greek for I burn?
Is it Mount Etna?
It is absolutely Mount Etna. Have you ever been?
No.
No. Well, good on you. How did you know that? You're just very skilled.
Yeah, I just heard about it.
Yeah. We're in the bar humbug category. We could move over to Jingle Bells. We can go to It's Christmas, Christmas Traditions, or The Holly and the Ivy, or stay where we are.
Oh, I can stay where we are, I guess.
Very nice. Which breed of dog is believed to be the descendant of a small mute breed kept by the Toltec people of Mexico?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua is absolutely right, Peter. Well done. Well done, well done. You're 2 for 2. Are we staying here?
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Bong Joon-ho, which 2020 film was the first foreign language film to win Best Picture at the Oscars?
Oh. Was that that one with the crazy name, Absolutely Everything? I can't remember what it was called now. Yeah, I can't remember what it was called. It had a really long, silly name that ended with absolutely everything or something. Is that? Am I on the right track?
You know, I can't. You know, I can't even point you in the right direction. Come on.
I can't remember the name. I actually saw the film, but I can't remember what it was called now.
We're going to pass?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for taking us as far as we did. It was nice to have you. 1-300-800-222. You know, everyone, I get it. It's been a big day. We're all a little tired. Let's get through this. It's fun. It's good. 1-300-800-222. Liz, a good Christmas day for you?
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Family?
Yeah. No, we did Christmas yesterday.
Oh, so you had a relaxed day today?
Slept. Yeah.
Good for you. The question we're on, and literally I think we're only on question number 9, directed by Bong Joon-ho, which 2020 film was the first foreign language film to win Best Picture at the Oscars?
Okay, I think it's absolutely... absolutely all at once. Almost.
I know what you're trying for, and unfortunately it's not actually that answer. I would have happily kind of given it to you in that direction, but it is not that one at all. Who's getting it right on the text line? Joe, absolutely correct. Well done. Amanda, correct as well. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Adrian, do you know what you're doing? Great, Adrian. Who are we going to go to now? Let's see. Neil in Essendon. Neil, a very Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Nick.
How do you feel about this question? Are you a film buff?
I'm not a film buff of the colour era. And that sounds weird.
No, no, no. Good on you for liking the black and white. Arsenic and Old Lace remains one of my favourite films.
True.
How do you feel about this one? Have you got an answer for me?
I have no idea. I was just going to say La La Land. Just give an answer.
La La Land, not it. But thank you. And Neil, have a great day today. 1-300-800-222. We've got Jason in Port Kennedy. Jason, help me out with this question here.
Merry Christmas, mate.
Merry Christmas.
It's Parasite, mate.
Parasite, thank you.
It's a South Korean movie.
It is. The very first one.
The only reason I know is because we went to a quiz night last week and it was a question on that. And we said the other one that everyone else has been trying to say. So, yeah.
Parasite's the one to do. Okay, we have one question left in Bar Humbug, or I can move you over categories. Tell me what you're feeling like.
Let's finish Bar Humbug.
Let's finish Bar Humbug and wipe out one. Which current LA Laker is the first NBA player in history to play 23 seasons?
Oh, that's... LeBron James.
LeBron James, absolutely correct. You have put Bar Humbug to bed and got your second question right. We're going to move you on. And will it be Jingle Bells? Will it be It's Christmas? Will it be Christmas Traditions? Or will it be The Holly and the Ivy?
We'll do Christmas Traditions.
Christmas Traditions. This is the third question in Christmas Traditions. Hosting a giant lantern festival every December, San Fernando is known as the Christmas capital of which Southeast Asian country?
San Fernando. Oh, it's got to be the Philippines.
It is absolutely the Philippines. You're on to your third.
My sister-in-law would kill me if I got that wrong.
Good that you didn't do it. Where are we going to? You staying in Christmas Traditions?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Stick with that, yeah.
Sweden's Yuletide Gavelbocken is a giant straw sculpture of what farmyard animal? And I do apologise for anyone who actually speaks Swedish because I think that was a pretty bad rendition of the name.
Farmyard animal.
Sweden's Yuletide Gavelbocken.
Oh, it's probably wrong. I'll say cow.
It is not cow, I'm afraid, mate, but thank you very much. Have a good one. Betty and Dapto, lovely to see your name. How are you?
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm lovely. Did you have a good Christmas day?
Yeah, very nice. My daughter and husband came and we had all the trimmings and I made a nice trifle day before yesterday and it was beautiful and I'd like to just send a cheerio to all the people who work so hard to make Christmas good, better for the people who are not as lucky as some of us.
No, I think that's a very lovely thing. It was lovely to hear from someone who'd been volunteering a bit earlier in the quiz out there helping feed people.
They do a great job, don't they?
They do. They do a fantastic job. Betty, the question. Sweden's Yuletide Gavelbocken is a giant straw sculpture of which farmyard animal?
Farmyard? Oh.
We know it's not a cow.
Farmyard?
Mm.
Oh. A pig.
Not a pig either, Betty, but I'm really glad we got a chance to talk, and thank you. Who's getting it right on the text line? No, Amanda. No, Adrian. No, Harry. Ooh, no, no, no. No one's getting this one right. Maybe Sammy can help us out. Sammy, how are you?
Hi, Nick. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to Nightlife. Sweden's Yuletide Gavelbocken. It's a straw sculpture, but what farmyard animal does it represent?
Firstly, I'd like to say Gavelbocken sounds like something that Rose would say from the Golden Girls.
It does, actually. It does.
Rose Nylund, you know.
I know. I haven't thought about the Golden Girls for a very long time. Yeah,
you know, in her little, you know, her Flugenbocken, Flugenblockens. You know, when I was back in, you know, where she lived from, you know, she'd tell her little stories to Dorothy and Blanche. Oh, I do declare, Blanche.
You're a big fan of the Golden Girls.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Sammy, yeah, help me out here.
I love Sophia too.
Help me out here with this animal. What do you think it is?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go for a chicken.
It's not a chicken either. Have a lovely day, Sammy. And please go and watch some Golden Girls for me. I'll put it on repeat when I get home. Cynthia and Sunshine. Cynthia, was it a sunshiny day for you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm really enjoying how the program's going for you. It's fantastic.
You are very lovely. I've been having a lot of fun doing it, so thank you.
I've enjoyed listening to your voice.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, Cynthia. Have you got an answer for me, though? Help me out here.
Oh, God. I've been listening to all the other answers. Look, Oh, I'm under pressure here, but if it's a farmyard animal, I was going to say goat.
You should say goat, because that is absolutely the correct answer, and thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Now,
thank you.
We have one question left in Christmas traditions, or I can move you over to another category.
Yeah, I'll just hear the categories again, please.
They are It's Christmas, The Holly and the Ivy, and Jingle Bells.
Oh, my God, Father, I'm going to fail miserably. I'll go for Jingle Bells, please.
Oh, please. Thank you very much. Jingle Bells, the song, was originally written for which American holiday? So not originally for Christmas?
Christmas.
Which holiday was it originally written for?
How about Thanksgiving?
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Cynthia, it was absolutely Thanksgiving. Thank you for that. You're doing well. You got two for two. Would you like to stay in this category?
Yes, please.
According to Judy Garland and Gene Kelly, who are the bells ringing for?
The bells are ringing for me and my gal.
The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going.
Never a bad time for a bit of Judy and Gene Kelly. It's a gorgeous voice, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Congratulations. Yes. Would you like to stay in Jingle Bells? Would you like to move on?
No, I'll stay in Jingle Bells, please.
Oh, yes, shake this one out. The final scene of which 1991 Keanu Reeves action movie is set at Bells Beach?
Oh, that's Cape Fear, I think.
Oh, no, 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 it's not Cape Fear. So confident, Cynthia. But thank you, and I hope you have a really lovely day, whatever you get up to. 1-300-800-222. Apologies to everyone on the text line. Cynthia was answering so quickly, I haven't had a chance to actually look at what you're doing. But, yes, very well done. Matthew. Well done. Matthew in far north Sweden texting in to let me know what the gavel bock was. Well, glad we had it right because you would know. Let's go over and see what Steve-O has got for us. Steve-O in Adelaide Hills, how are you?
Yo, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good,
and,
mate.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you too, mate. Help me out here. The final scene.
And everything else that people celebrate, and Sol Invictus and Saturnalia and so on.
A bit of everything, yeah. Well, it's nice to wish everyone a fantastic day, whether they're ending it out or starting the next one. All right, the question we're up to, and it is the final question in Jingle Bells. The final scene of which 1991 Keanu Reeves action movie is set at Bells Beach?
I'm pretty sure that's Point Break.
Point Break, exactly what I was looking for. Diane getting that right, or Diana, apologies, on the text line. That's it. We're going to have to move your categories, and there's three left that you could go to, Steve-O. You can go to It's Christmas, you can go to Christmas Traditions, or you can go to The Holly and the Ivy.
I might give the Holly and the Ivy a go, see how we do with the botany ones.
Holly Golightly is the main character in which 1961 film?
Oh, that wasn't what I was expecting.
No.
It has nothing to do with either Holly or Ivy. I guess it's the name. There was Holly Hughes. No, she was who was it? Holly somebody. A film.
Holly Golightly is the main character in which 1961 film?
That was well before my time. I'm just going to go with the title character and go with Holly Golightly.
No, but not a bad guess at all. Steve, I have a cracker of a day. Thank you for calling in, mate. I appreciate it. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions remaining. So you've got a chance if you give a call now. 1-300-800-222. Pearl in Darwin. Pearl, how was your day today?
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you going?
I'm really well.
My day was really good, spent with children and grandchildren. And, yeah.
Lovely.
Lots of fun, lots of food, and, yeah, good.
And how was the weather in Darwin?
The weather in Darwin was quite nice. It was overcast and it was raining. It was lovely.
Oh, good. Steamy, yeah, I imagine.
We like the rain in Darwin.
Yeah. My cousins and my lovely aunt and uncle are in Darwin, and I've only ever visited them once, which I always feel guilty about, but I keep meaning. I had a lovely time in Darwin.
In which month did you visit?
We were there in November, so we were feeling it.
We were brave.
Yeah. It was quite lovely, actually. Okay, the question we're up to, Pearl. Mm-hmm. Holly Golightly is the main character in which 1961 film?
I don't watch films, and I don't know. So I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and I may give a shout-out to a couple of people.
Please, Pearl, I'd love it if you did.
Andrew and Jody in Girraween, Andrew and Jenny in Queensland, and Woz, wherever Woz is, and Stewie in Victor Harbour. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to you too, Pearl. Thank you very much. Who's getting it right on the text line? Mary in Hobart, Karen in Mullumbimby, Sally in Bullsbrook is getting it right. it's all rushing through now. I can't even keep up. Yes, I think everyone's getting this one correct. Let's see if Sam, who's in Harvey, can help us out. Sam, how was your day today?
Good. Thanks, Nick. How's yourself?
Yeah, I've had a very lovely day. It's managed to have a quick bit of lunch with my parents today, which was very, very lovely to do. So,
yeah, well, I had my two sons and their kids and grandchildren around today.
Oh, a big family do for you. Were you hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Three grandsons, yeah.
Oh, fun. Now, yeah. Holly Golightly is the main character in which 1961 film?
I'd have a better chance of winning a lot of than answering this, but I'll have a go.
Go for it.
I'll say Blue Hawaii.
Not Blue Hawaii, but a very good film, so thank you for that. Sam, not getting that one right. 1-300-800-222. We can't hear. Who's getting this right? Babs in Ringwood. Anita, yes, you're correct. Baronia's getting it right. Michael's getting it right. Maybe this Michael will get it right as well. Michael, how are you?
Oh, g'day, how you going?
I'm good, mate. Help me out here. Holly Golightly, the main character in which film from 1961?
Is it a Bond film? Bond film, possibly?
I can't maybe give you a hint. You know I can't give you a hint.
Maybe, I don't know, Goldfinger?
It's not Goldfinger, although it sounds like a Goldfinger character, doesn't it? Michael, thank you. We'll go down to regional Victoria, Logan in Horsham. Logan, how was Chrissy Day for you?
Oh, it was all right. Thanks, Nick. I spend it alone, but today was all right. And I got the answer to your question, if you like that.
I would absolutely love that, mate. What have you got?
That has to be the great old film with Audrey Hepburn. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's is a classic and a fantastic film as well. I hope you're a bit of a fan on that one. Where would you like to go? Do you want to stay in the Holly and the Ivy? You can move to Christmas Traditions, or you can head over to It's Christmas. That's what we've got left.
I'll go to It's Christmas, please.
Oh, boy. FC Santa Claus is a football club which plays in which Nordic country?
Would that be the Netherlands?
It is not the Netherlands, mate, but thank you, and thank you for getting us past Breakfast at Tiffany's, Logan in Horsham. Diana's just saying she'd love to send a cheerio to Janet, Hayden and Chris. She knows they listen and love the quiz. There you go, Janet, Hayden and Chris. You are being thought of with a bit of love from Diana. Jack, good morning. Jack, are you with me? All right, we'll move on from Jack. We'll see if we can get Jack back a little bit later. Maybe Steve in Marrickville is on the line. Steve, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Nick?
I'm good, mate. The question is, and we're in the topic of It's Christmas Time, FC Santa Claus is a football club that plays in which Nordic country?
Okay, well, I think I know what the Nordic countries are, but I'm just going to have a guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Finland.
Finland is absolutely correct. That is a very good guess, Steve. Yes, well done. Do you want to stay in It's Christmas? Do you want to move over to Christmas traditions? Or do you want to go to the holly and the ivy?
I'll stay with It's Christmas.
All right. Which Christmas items were originally known as bangs of expectation?
That would be the Christmas crackers.
The Christmas crackers is absolutely right. I've never heard of bangs of expectation before, ever.
I forgot to buy them. I was going to buy some, and I didn't get around to it.
Oh, no.
I know, what a loser.
No, you're not a loser at all. It happens all the time. And if no one complained, no one missed it on that one. What are we doing? Are we staying in this category, or are we moving to somewhere else?
We'll just stay in the same category, please.
Let's do it. Which seven words come next? I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. I know the song. I don't care. Oh, look, I just heard it the other week at my nightclub.
You can't not hear it this time of year.
I know. Oh, look, I'm just gonna. Look, I'm just gonna bomb out. I got no idea.
Don't panic about it. Have a wonderful one, Stephen. Thank you for taking us this far. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions remaining. Cameron in South Perth, was it a good day for you today, Cameron?
It certainly was. A very, very hot day, 41.
Yeah, Perth was sweltering today.
Yeah. But we did. We had a good time. And 18 family members got together. And the grandkids, and there was luckily a pool where we were, and they were in the pool. And, yeah, all good.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely day. That's a big family gathering.
Yeah, well, it's the once-a-year thing, you see.
Yeah. No, it's nice when everyone can come together that way. All right. The question is, which seven words come next from these lyrics? And what I've got is, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care. Take it away. What comes next?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Not that one. Although I haven't thought about that one for a while. Cameron, thank you. Kathy over in North Beach, also in WA. Kathy?
Yeah, hi.
It might get you to turn your radio off or pop away from it. Can just absolutely get a little bit of echo in the background. Sorry. Yeah,
that's all gone. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Absolutely what we were looking for. Very well done on that, and thank you. You can stay in It's Christmas. You can take it over to the holly and the ivy, or you can move to Christmas traditions.
Oh, no, I think we'll stay where we are.
We'll stay where we are. In which Christmas ballet would you hear the Waltz of the Flowers and the Russian Dance?
Oh, would that be... let me think. Tchaikovsky's. Is it the Sugar Plum Fairy?
The
Nutcracker, sorry. The Nutcracker.
Yes, indeed, it was the Nutcracker. Good save last minute. Very well
good
done.
Save. It was, wasn't it?
What did you get up to today, Kathy? Did you have a good day?
We're just on the way back from my sister's. We've had a lovely Christmas dinner up there with the family. It's been great.
Oh, beautiful. Really good. Obviously, you were in a fairly hot area being in over in WA, though.
Yes, 41, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Are you staying in It's Christmas? Are you taking us to Christmas traditions, or are you moving over to the holly and the ivy?
No, I think we're staying where we are.
All right. Invented in 17th century in Cologne, which Christmas treats are known in German as Zuckerstangers?
Zuckerstangers. I think it's sugar something. I'm going to say... is it sugar almonds?
Not sugar almonds. No, but very, in the ballpark on that one. Kathy, thank you very much. Have a really lovely day today. Let's see, maybe Ian in Dover can help out. Ian, nice to see you. On name on the text line. How are you? Oh, here we go. Ian, can you hear me now?
Hey, oh, you're back again.
Oh, I'm back again. Nick. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very good.
I'm very good. The question is, invented in the 17th century in Cologne, which Christmas treats are known in German as Zuckerstangers?
Zuckerstangers. That's a very, very good question. I used to know a German speaker very well. Invented in the what year?
17th century in Cologne.
Cologne. Chocolate-coated peanuts, I don't know.
Not chocolate-coated peanuts. How was today for you? Did you have a good day?
The weather wasn't very nice, but everything else, the food and the people were lovely.
That is the main thing of it, the food and the people. Thank you, Ian. Who's getting this right on the text line? Susan in Hobart, yes. Joe in Wodonga, getting it correct. Babs in Ringwood, getting it correct. Amanda in Newcastle, getting it correct. Raymond, a very good morning. Welcome to Nightlife. How are you?
Hello.
The question that we've got here, invented in the 17th century in Cologne, which Christmas treats are known in German as Zuckerstangers?
Or maybe candy cane.
Candy cane. Thank you. Yes, absolutely the one we were hunting for. Well done. You are in the running. We've only got three questions left. You can move on to Christmas traditions or you can go to the holly and the ivy. Where would you take yourself, Raymond?
I'll go to the Christmas traditions.
Christmas traditions. Which rhyming Christmas toy and tradition originated in a 2005 children's book by Carol Abersold?
Christmas tradition.
Which rhyming Christmas toy and tradition originated in 2005 from a kid's book?
Toy nut. I don't think I can think of anything. A tradition and a toy. No, I don't think so.
That's okay, mate. Have a good one, and thank you for calling in. I hope you have a safe one. We've only got a couple of minutes, and we've only got three questions left. Let's see if we can wrap it up in the hour. 1-300-800-222. Jack, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Jack, how was your day? Was it well?
Very quiet.
Very quiet. Okay. The question that we are on to, it's in Christmas traditions, and it is which rhyming Christmas toy and tradition originated with a 2005 children's book by Carol Abersold?
I have very little idea about that. Christmas toy. I have no idea, mate, really.
That's okay. Sorry. No, don't be sorry about that at all. I'm glad we got you back to have a play. Who's getting it correct? Amanda, yes, very well done. Joanne, yes, getting it right. Babs, yes, getting it right. Adrian, yes, getting it right. Mike in Oak Park, help me out here. Which rhyming Christmas toy and tradition originated with a 2005 children's book by Carol Abersold?
Thomas Tank Engine.
Not Thomas the Tank Engine, which would have been a good little Christmas tradition. Thomas on the top of the tree. We could have made that work. Thank you very much, Mike, though. 1-300-800-222. We've got 4-5 minutes left and three questions left. Gary, how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident, Gary?
Not at all.
Not at all. Are you going to have a guess for me?
No, I'll just pass it on. I've got no idea.
That's okay, mate. Thank you very much, and I hope you're having a wonderful day and wonderful night and everything in between. Sam in Cairns. Sam, are you feeling confident?
I think so.
Do you want the question again? I'm happy to help.
Is it Elf on the Shelf?
Elf on the Shelf, exactly what I was looking for. Sam, we're down to the final two questions, and they are both in the same category. So I'm moving you to the Holly and the Ivy. And the question is, staged in late 1952 near the Marshall Islands, what was Operation Ivy?
I've got no idea, sorry.
That's okay. Are you on the road? You're feeling, coming home from a Chrissy day?
Yeah, I finished work today and just went to some friend's house.
Oh, you had to work today?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay. Was it an all right day?
Yeah, it was great. Everyone was fed. Everyone was happy.
Oh, good man. Sam, have a safe one and thank you. All right. 1-300-800-222. Let's see if we can wrap it up. Terry, hello.
Hello.
Terry, the question is, staged in late 1952 near the Marshall Islands, what was Operation Ivy?
Oh, don't know. Bugger up. Rang up for the last question. What was the answer for the last question?
What was the last question? The Elf on the Shelf was the last question.
Elf on the Shelf. Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks.
That's all right. Thank you.
Sorry, mate. No worries.
Don't worry about it, Terry. Thank you. Who's getting it right? Adrian in Bella Vista is getting this one correct. I think, unfortunately, we may have to take it into the next hour. Let's see who we can get through. 1-300-800-222. Adrian, you could be giving a call as well. Let's see. Who have I got here? Hello. Who have I got?
See who we can get through. 1-300-800.
Oh, I'll have to get you to turn your radio down or step away from it, please.
Yeah, it's Neil from Allenbrook.
Hi, Neil. How are you? Neil, the question is, staged in late 1952 near the Marshall Islands, what was Operation Ivy?
The first hydrogen bomb test.
Nuclear weapons test, exactly what I was looking for. Thank you very, very much for that. I hope you know what this means, because it's pretty exciting for me. You are... With seconds to spare, down to the final question. By what name is the musician Charles Hardin Holly better known?
Buddy Holly.
All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me.
Neil, congratulations, right down to the wire. This is like Indiana Jones grabbing his hat. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
How was your day today?
To see our cousins and we all had a good time there. Spent half a day in the pool, that was good.
Nah, good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Stay on the line. We'll get all your details for you and make sure we get that wonderful fridge magnet out your way.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.